Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hour number two, full four-hour program today. We did have the Big Five a little earlier than usual, leading some of our fine listeners to think maybe the show would be ending early today. Not the case, but Charlie Hoffman is at 4:30 in our regular Big Five slot, so we switch things around a little bit. We will be here until 6 o'clock tonight, so look out for that. And also, spend a little extra time, because Scraby will have the Chronicles from 6 to 7.
He's got the conspiracies rolling for the Chronicles.
The
conspiracies.
I got a good one. I think I got a good one.
Remember to listen around 5:30 today. We will announce today's biggest fan. That fan will have a chance to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game with all of us and the fan staff. Spiro's is going to provide the catering. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And you do that, you might have your name called. So we will call a winner later on in the program today. Quick stories, if you're just jumping in, Mike Tomlin steps down. 19-year run as Steelers coach is over. The big baseball news, Nolan Arenado heading to Arizona to join the D-backs. By the way, Cardinals got back in return $31 million, which doesn't sound – it sounds like stupidity on the Cardinals' part. But remember, the Rockies gave them $50 million to take him the first time around.
They made some money.
So the Cardinals are still cashing in on that deal, thanks to Dumb Dick and the Rockies.
Monfort.
Yes, him. All right. You know, the thing is I don't even have to work hard to make fun of Dick Monfort. You know, it's so simple.
Low-hanging fruit.
Right. It's so simple. All right, we got Daily Gambit stuff. What happened to the Lakers last night, Anthony? I need an explanation as we get into today's picks.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Chris, you also left out poor Jack Martinez. He was a part of the deal, too.
Yes, I could have thrown him in, but
he figured other than Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, other than Mr. and Mrs. Martinez, I didn't think that would be a big deal to them. So.
First bet we made last night, Steelers and Texans, over under a total score of 38.5 points. Chris went over, Tony and I went under. The Texans almost got there.
Yeah, one more couple of more,
to six
couple of more pass plays there. They might have sacked them again for another 6
Yes,
points.
Now a big deal for the Texans. Nico Collins had a concussion
last
night.
That is a big deal.
And they're playing on a short week.
Yeah.
I was reading this morning that
he's in the protocol.
Not many players can pass the protocol in 6 days.
Yeah.
So he's
probably not going to play. Christian Kirk stepped up big time.
Yeah,
give him credit for that.
He did.
And
listen, when CJ wasn't fumbling or throwing the ball away,
they were fine.
He made some nice passes.
Yeah, they were fine when he could hold on to the ball. That defense is, we're going to see just how good it is, because they're not going to win with any offense, Houston, but they could win with that defense.
This game is going to boil down to some coaching, and so your boy
Vrabel
against
your other guy, DeMarco. Well, that should be an easy pickings for DeMarco.
Easy
DeMarco.
For you. Oh,
DeMeco. That should be easy pickings for DeMeco, Scraby, against the dummy Mike Vrabel.
I'm trying to find. We used to have circus music on the board because that's what reminded me of CJ Stroud last night. Like,
he was the first. I read it. He was the first quarterback to fumble 5 times in a game since Eli Manning did it 20 years ago, and that was not a playoff game when Eli did it.
Yeah, CJ Stroud cannot. He cannot move around the pocket. He's very limited. I'm realizing. Anyway, Nico Collins. -15 on the spread, or DK Metcalf, who had more receiving yards. Nico had 21, minus that 15 is 6. We all went DK. DK had 42.
In the first quarter, and then he was
nothing.
That and was then Arthur it. Smith said, I'm good on DK Metcalf.
No kidding, man. That was Mike Tomlin's mistake.
Well,
there.
Listen, I got to give I will say this.
That was bad.
There was at least 4 plays where, was it Aikman and, that Aikman pointed out. Where DK was open or coming open, but there was just
no time. Yeah,
at least 4 plays. I'm talking down the field.
That's one that of them we saw. Right.
He's getting ready to hit him on, and he's getting hit.
No, that's fair.
The offensive line did not do it. Just they were Swiss cheese for those four man rush all game.
Talk about not being able to move in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers used to be one of the best mobile quarterbacks in the game.
So I was pointing it out to you during the pregame. I pointed up the thing. My man on the outside, was it Howard?
I'm not sure.
For Houston?
He was doing these
the jiu-jitsu
karate
moves.
Chops with the guy, and he was doing these basketball moves.
Yeah.
On the whoever was fake guarding him.
That
and he
Anderson,
was doing the exact same thing in the game, and they had no shot.
Wasn't that the year they got the second and third pick?
Yes, it was.
I mean, that changed it all.
Yes, it
for
was.
For Houston, they got both those guys. Aaron Rodgers, the old saying, what's Father Time's record? You know,
undefeated.
Yeah, Aaron's can only move as fast as he can.
We've seen
now.
Some guys get some licks in on Father Time now, but none of them have beat him.
LeBron is still holding it off, but... Barely.
He's starting to put his arms around LeBron right now. as we speak. You can see it.
Who had more passing yards, CJ Stroud or Aaron Rodgers? We all went Stroud. Stroud had a 20-yard favorite, so he had 250. His total's 230. Rodgers 146. Lakers -9.5 against the Kings. We all went Lakers, and we were all very wrong because the Kings won by 12, 124-112.
I need an explanation quickly.
Without Mr. Schroeder.
What happened?
They can't make a shot.
Lakers couldn't shoot last
night.
They're
once again,
scored,
I think, the last
points.
Last in the league in 3-point percentage.
Are they again?
LeBron is shooting, I think, his lowest percentage in his
ever?
Career. It's,
you got to hit the three, don't
I
you?
I think JJ, I keep seeing clips of him losing his mind. And he's like, we just can't make a shot. Like, it's just, I don't know what to do. I don't have an answer. We can't make an open shot. And it's just, well, here we are.
That's the NBA, too.
That's a big problem.
So it's a make or miss
league. It's drive and kick. I mean, you got to hit those now in the NBA. But they still have a good record for a team that can't make a shot.
They do.
Next one, points plus rebounds plus assists, Kawhi or LeBron. Chris and I went Kawhi Leonard. Tony went Bron. Kawhi had 35, 5, and 3.
Ooh.
And he was also a 1-point favorite, so he had 42 total. LeBron had 22, 4, and 3, so he had 29. So it was Kawhi.
Kawhi was finally, a big night. Yeah.
Colorado Avalanche minus 1.5 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we both we all went Avs. Leafs win 4-3, so we lose.
In OT. So the Colorado does not get credit for a regular loss. They still only have 4
okay.
on the season. All right, let's get into today. Real quick, if you didn't hear the odds for the weekend. And by the way, the Denver-Buffalo game is the first game. Mm-hmm, Saturday at 1:30. Denver's 1.5-point favorite at the moment. Your game, Scrave, 5 o'clock Saturday night. Seahawks by 7.5. Again,
belt if I'm the, behind.
Again, if I'm the 49ers, I'm putting that up on the board, man. They've been responding to it. Sunday,
yeah, they're going
to
love this. I love it, too.
Sunday, at noon, Patriots by 3 over the Texans. 3 might be the over-under for that game.
Yeah, no kid.
And then the last game will be Sunday at 3:30, sorry, 3:30 our time, Rams at Bears. So that's the schedule. Rams favored down the road by 3.5. Here are the games tonight. Second-ranked Iowa State, still undefeated, I believe, in college hoops, 3.5 at Kansas. Kansas is not even ranked. Remember the last time that happened. So the question is, do you really believe in Iowa State? Can they go into Kansas and win? Start with you, Tony. I don't think you've started for a while. Iowa State by 3.5 at Kansas. I can give you.
Yeah. Give me Iowa State.
You're going to take the Cyclones.
By the way, it was so funny when people were like, Brock Purdy has never thrown in windy conditions. He might not be.
Oh, you wanted to get this take off right now?
Well, I just remembered.
Well, I said Iowa State. So Cyclones. All excited okay. again.
But yeah. The Cyclones, it's like, dude, the guy played at Iowa State for his entire career. It's windy in Iowa, okay?
Iowa State is undefeated, 16-0.
They got a good point guard. He's
Kansas is 11-5.
I'm going Iowa State.
All right, I'm going to go Kansas for one reason. I'm looking at Iowa State's record. They're 16-0. Do you know how many road games they've played this year?
Two.
That's it. So I think at Kansas, they're not going to be ready. I'll take Kansas. New Mexico, 7.5 over Grand Canyon. It's a Mountain West game. By the way, the New Mexico is coached by our guy from UCSD, right?
Yes.
He went up there and took all his players. Eric Olson. How's he doing? 13-3 is
wow,
how he's doing.
Nice job.
And he's coming here Saturday with New Mexico to face the Aztecs.
Bring it.
He took all his players up there. He's doing quite well, or down there, whether you want to call it. They're favored over Grand Canyon by 7.5 tonight at the Pit, Scraby.
I'm going to go.
Grand Canyon's also doing okay, 10-5.
This is weird. I got a Grand Canyon guy in the room with me. Can I pick against the Grand Canyon?
He is a homer. He's wearing gear.
Grand Canyon gear. Not today, but yesterday. I'm going to go New Mexico.
Going with UNM.
Going with the Pit.
The Pit is tough. Yeah. I don't know that Grand Canyon's ever been to the Pit because it's their first year in the league. So I will say the Pit beats them, too. I'll take New Mexico, but I don't feel great about it.
I will also take New Mexico. Oh, okay. The Pit.
Trying to. By the way, we don't go to the Pit this year. So I have no more. No, but that's it. They're out of the league.
Oh,
so I'll never
right.
get to go to the Pit again. Yeah, I'm saddened by that a little. Not a lot.
I never got to
a
see
little.
A game in the Pit. I got to go in the
it
Pit.
It is. It's pretty cool.
It's deep.
Sure.
It's deep down there.
It's
deep.
It's well named. St. Mary's 6.5 at San Francisco.
Mm.
Your underdog at home, Scrape. The Dons are 4-2, 8-1 at home. But St. Mary's is St. Mary's,
it's
and they're
funny.
16-2 overall. They've won 7 in a row.
The Don Stadium is like La Costa Canyon's high school gym. I'm not kidding.
I'm going to take USF 8-1 at home.
Wow, you have more faith in that.
Getting 6.5?
I'll do USF too because they're my school.
You went out of order, Tony. That's a penalty for you.
give me the Gals.
The Gales. St. Mary's.
The Gals.
All right, here's an interesting NBA game. I know we're going a little over. Sorry. OKC at home, 9.5 over San Antonio, the team that has already beaten them three times this year.
Going for the four sweep.
I mean, that is pretty hard
to
believe.
Last time they'll face each other this season.
OKC is 33-7, but they're 0-3 against the Spurs. And the odds makers don't care. The odds makers make OKC a 9.5-point favorite, Tony. Who do you like?
Oh, man. Yeah, they can't beat them four times, can
they? Can't beat them again, he says.
Yeah, I'm going to go OKC in this one.
Okay.
Scrape. How many points they give?
9.5.
It's a lot.
Yeah, give me the Spurs.
He's changing up. Spurs.
I'm going to go with the Wembies.
The Wembies?
Yep.
I got to go with the Wembies, too. They obviously have something figured out. Lakers are home to Atlanta.
Tonight? We get back-to-back?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hawks. LeBron's playing.
Yeah, no, he said that.
Because it's back-to-back, I guess that's why Atlanta's favored by 2.5.
Yeah.
It's at L.A. But Atlanta's favored. That's so weird. Scraby. Hawks. Adam Klug's Hawks.
This is maybe a bad thing to admit on a sports radio show. I couldn't even tell you one player on the Hawks right now.
I can only tell you one, CJ McCollum, because they just traded for him.
I do know
when
who
they
he
sent
is.
Trae Young along.
Trae Young was the only one I knew, so I'm going to have to go with the Lake Show.
Lake Show at home, getting points. The Lakers got to win this game, Tony. Sorry, I'm taking Lakers. Tony, you can't pick against the Lakers.
Don't apologize. Yeah, take the Lakers. Yeah,
One more for the Lakers. DeAndre Ayton.
Wait, what did you choose, Tony?
We all took Lakers.
Come on now. Don't be silly.
SGA. DeAndre Ayton, 14.5 points over under. I only did that, Tony, because I want to check in with you. How happy have you been or unhappy have you been with DeAndre Ayton so far this year? As you watch most of their games.
DeAndre has started to rear his ugly head at times.
Rear badly, you mean?
He's asking for the ball more, which is not what he was brought in to do.
Uh-huh.
And he's had moments where he has just seemed not there. And JJ has had to yank him off the court a few times where he just, in like one sequence, he let a guy get an offensive rebound off of a free throw. He didn't box out.
Right.
And then he just kind of stood there as they moved the ball around and got an open three. So called timeout, yanked him out of the game.
I love that, but does it register with a guy like DeAndre Ayton?
I don't know. Here's the deal. Jackson Hayes out. Austin Reeves out. Luka Doncic. Game time decision. LeBron James, also game time decision.
DeAndre Ayton's playing, though, Tony. 14.5. it's not your turn. I'm up. After that, I'm going to go under. I don't like DeAndre. He's averaging 14, by the way, and 8.5 rebounds.
This
so just looking at that, you'd say he's doing great. But I agree with you, Tony. There's more to it than just those numbers. Tony, over, under.
I'm going to say over. This is probably the game he needs to do it.
He's got to do something tonight. Scrape.
Over.
Over. All right, we've got one hockey game since there's a little time. And I bring it up.
I like Dallas, how he says there's a little time, but
we're past it.
18, yeah.
Once we go past,
time.
Dallas is 1.5.
Just doing what you asked us to do, Scraby.
Yes, following directions like we do so well on this show. Dallas Stars, 1.5 at the Ducks tonight. I had to mention this. Ducks are mired in a 9-game losing streak. Things have gone south for the Ducks real quick. Is tonight the night they snap out of it, Tony?
No, it's not.
Dallas is pretty good usually. No, it's not.
It's not tonight to snap out of it.
I agree. It all continues.
Wow! You guys are just
I don't want it to be that way. Hunting. I just think it's going to be that way.
Are you Ducks? Pro Ducks?
Dallas is 15-4 on the road.
That was a great video game, by the way.
It was. Duck Hunt was great. Love the dog who always like.
But Dallas has lost 7 of its last 10. I'm looking at the trends here. So the trends say Ducks snap out of it tonight. 9-game losing streak. I didn't notice until lately. Okay. There you go.
I have a question for you guys on the other side.
All right. Question from Scraby.
Let me ask the question.
You can ask it now.
Yes.
Okay.
If you were offered $50 million for 1 year of baseball, would you take it? Because there is someone.
I'd probably hold out.
There's someone.
You don't need to explain anymore. Just leave the question in the air, buddy.
Okay.
We can go to break.
Okay. Traffic.
father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
3:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Short segment. Last one went a little long. Scraby cuts his eyes at Chris. Your question before we went to break.
Yes.
If someone offered you $50 million to do something.
And you're a professional baseball player.
You're already a professional baseball player.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
Especially if I was hurt the second half of last season and couldn't hit the ball out of the infield. And now I'm being offered $50 million. And Kyle Tucker was as great as any player could be, but once he broke that hand, Tony, he was an easy out.
And that's what Robert Murray is reporting, that the Mets are offering Tucker $50 million a year in their bid, but we don't know how many years or anything.
They aren't the only team. I also saw the Blue Jays as another team that has an offer out to Tucker at that kind of money, short-term deal.
I say let the Mets do it and burn themselves down again. Is this guy going to keep spending money? Like, yep. Just keep spending money.
I don't think this is as much of a risk. It's 1 year. Like if
Well, we don't know that. It says 50 mil a year, so maybe wouldn't
short term, you're telling me they're going to give him 2 years, 100? I don't think so.
Does that mean if Tucker goes to the Mets, then they can say sayonara to Juan Soto, both right fielders? I can't fit them both in there.
I definitely thought about that. Oh, yeah. Where else can he play?
Well, I know Juan Soto's not going to change positions.
Juan Soto's going nowhere.
Right. He's so Kyle up. Tucker's moving.
Probably.
Didn't Juan Soto, but you know what? Soto played some left field for the Nationals.
Tucker played a little first base at one point, I believe, for the Astros.
Can't see that.
He says he can't see that.
I would tell Soto, you go where I tell you. And, you know, just to figure that Soto, being the team player that he is, will be happy to volunteer. Soto is going to do what's ever necessary to help his team win. You know that, Tony.
Around him. Kyle Tucker has 4 games at first base. So Tony technically is right. He played a little bit at first base.
But let's see how many games Soto has in left field.
In left field? While you're looking. He played a bunch of games with the Padres in left field.
Yeah, and the Nationals, I know he did too. So
you're thinking that they would move Juan Soto to left field?
I think your worst defensive outfielder normally plays left field, do they not? Sorry, Tony. I'm just saying.
Tony was the center fielder, so he was I know. Not
so
the
worst. that was not a direct shot at Tony, but it's Juan a bit Soto of a shot at Juan Soto, and I'm apologizing ahead of time for that.
460 games in left field.
Talking about Juan Soto right now. Go ahead.
460 games in left field for Juan Soto.
Yeah, no, he's definitely. I didn't say he wouldn't play left,
but he's played more in right.
Okay. Well, it's not done yet, so no, the Mets have not signed Kyle Tucker yet. There really are a lot of free agents left. Like, you could make a really good team with the free agents that are left.
There are a ton of
them. If you just got them all.
There are a ton of them. And so, we are getting closer and closer to that time.
Not much longer. Is there ever a time where the free agents get a little panicked and call their agents and say,
sure,
will you lower my price tag because I really want to get signed?
I bet you a little bit of all of these guys have a little bit of, I bet you this group now is a little more trained in going late,
right,
than maybe the previous groups have been.
Yeah, I mean,
this is kind of the norm now, guys.
I mean,
going
think about it.
Training.
Your career is only so long, no matter who you are.
Real quick, the other thing is we need to get to is the Red Sox and Alex Bregman. I mean, they thought it sounds like, and we'll play this. Can we play it some other time?
Yeah, we'll deal with the Alex Bregman in the 5 o'clock hour because the Red Sox
they played themselves.
They
on
did.
This one.
Really?
They thought that Bregman and his representative Scott Boras, was lying, and that they didn't have a better offer. And it turns out they weren't lying. They had a better offer.
That's
and
the game works, right?
Other thing that they didn't want to get off of was the no trade clause. They have a team policy that they do not give that out, those out. And this is from
why
a guy,
is that a team policy?
I don't know. It's a stupid policy, especially when it comes to keeping a guy who was productive for you last year. That seemed to be good for your clubhouse. You got rid of him because you didn't want to give him. He's been on three different teams. Now, three different teams in 3 years. He's got a young family. Probably wants to plant some roots somewhere. And you didn't want to give him that? And now he ends up in the Cubs? They gave it all to him?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. If I'm a Red Sox fan, I'm
you
pretty
traded
angry.
Devers after a year after signing him because you said was making too much money,
and you wanted to move positions, and now you could actually use him again at third base.
I
don't have a third baseman all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean it's a bad deal.
That's the wildest part is that they treated Rafael Devers last year pretty poorly when they came out and they said, hey, by the way, we don't want you to play third
base. It's almost like they set him up. To do something.
And then he gets traded, and now they need a third baseman.
Yeah.
Which is
Devers didn't even play third for the Giants ever.
No.
Played a lot of first.
Because he got Matt Chapman.
Yep.
Yeah, first. He doesn't need to play third.
So, I don't know. It's crazy. All right, let's get to break. Get back on track here. When we return.
Fantabuloso.
Scraby has had his game rigged.
There is a wrinkle in the game today that should favor Scraby. Let's see.
You going to give me the answers?
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
All right, Scraby, no more delays. Fantabulous sports game show coming up in this segment. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Is traffic ready?
Let's get it.
Traffic is ready.
Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show!
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Show takes place at the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. Also, to remind you guys, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado La Jolla, dining takeout options, spirocuisine.com. All right, I'm trying something new. I don't know how it's going to work. But let's see. For the first time ever, we have two different lists. In the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, this has never happened before. One of you will work off one list. The other of you will work off the other list.
What is happening?
The question is, who can get more correct on their list?
Wow.
Scraby, the list is a California list or a Texas list. Which would you rather have? Hint, hint, you live in California.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Texas. I'm going to California.
That is your huge advantage here. If you can't take advantage of this, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Here is the game.
Is this going to go down as one of those, if I do indeed win, it's going to be one of those asterisk games?
No, but if you lose, it's going to be an all-time debacle. Scrape, you need to name Division I college basketball teams in the state of California. There are 25 of them. Tony has to name Division I college basketball schools in the state of Texas. There are 21 of them. We're just going to go back and forth until somebody strikes out and see who gets more. Scraby, you're going to have to go first because there's more correct answers for you. I can't believe you would lose this, but it's possible because I know you.
Tony's very good at college basketball. So,
well, some of these schools in Texas, he's going to be digging.
I'm just going to go with my school, USF.
USF is number one. That is on the board for you. San Francisco. A little bit later, I will give you guys clues because of conferences. There's a lot of different conferences in each state. But in the early going, you don't need that, I don't think. Tony, give me a school in Texas. Division I, basketball.
University of Texas.
University of Texas. I like that. That's a good call. All right, Scrape, moving back to you.
I will go with, hold on.
You're already stubbing your toe
I'm writing down ideas that came to me.
Okay.
I'm going to go with someone else in the WCC, Santa Clara.
Santa Clara. Very good. All right, Scrape. Tony.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Okay, we're getting the idea here. It's going to get a little tougher. There's 25 in California. There's 21 in Texas. If you guys go 21-21... I'm going to give you both championship medals because that would be really good.
I don't know that I can do
You're
that.
You're not going to. I would be shocked if you could.
I guess I should just take the Aztecs off the board.
Put the Aztecs official answer.
Official answer.
San Diego State.
I'm sorry. San Diego State.
I mean,
get it together, brother.
You're just
get
assuming I know who the Aztecs are.
Oh, look, Alex Bregman's at the Blackhawks game, Chris. He's got a jersey and everything.
Yeah, it didn't help. They lost with him there. All right, Tony, Texas school.
Texas State.
Texas State.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good. Coming into the Pac-12 next year with the Aztecs. That is correct. Texas State. All right, we got 3-3. Scraby, give me a school in California. Division I college basketball team.
USC.
Yes, the men of Troy. That's correct. 4-3. All right, Tony Gwynn Jr.
TCU.
TCU, Braden Suprenant's squad gets on the board. 4-4. All right, so far so good. It's going to slow down here pretty soon, but not yet. Scraby, what do you got?
The University of San Diego.
USD. Correct. Where are they? All right, here they are. Okay. 5-4. Tony, school in Texas.
How about Prairie View A&M?
Oh, my God. Tony's going off the board already. That's correct. Prairie View A&M. I don't know how you knew that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He's incredible. Well, when I gave him the answer, he wrote it down earlier.
I figured.
Stop it.
Although I remember playing college football back in the day, and Prairie View A&M was a team.
Is that okay?
Well, I had no idea it was a Texas.
Definitely
but
a thing.
Oh, he's right. It's correct. All right, 5-5. Scraby, the plot left.
UCLA. UCLA.
UCLA? Dave Marcus represented. Okay.
Hey, Scraby, you called the wrong person.
He did. I called him last week when you were trying to get somebody on the air.
And he answers, he goes, hello.
You roused him. He was probably having a relaxing afternoon. All right, Tony Gwynn. Junior, school in Texas.
Baylor.
Baylor's correct. Waco, Texas. That's correct. Waco, Waco. 6-6. Scraby, to me, Scraby, you got a lot more big ones out there than Tony does. But we'll see how it goes here.
I'm going to go with as Tony said earlier, the Gales.
Why can't you just answer normal? There's Saint people Mary's. Tuned in right now who don't know what you're talking about.
St. Mary's.
All right, Scraby's naming Division I college basketball schools in California.
What is wrong with
Tony's
you?
Tony's doing, a this lot. Is something new today, Tony's doing basketball schools in Texas. So far, it's 7-6 in favor of Scraby. Tony's up. Tony's doing awfully well.
Yeah, I got about 12, but I can't. I'm running out of brain.
It's 21 in Texas. There'll be 25 in California, but I don't think we're going to get that far unless you guys really are incredible.
North Texas.
North Texas is correct. Mm-hmm. Where are they? Oh, my God. There's 22. And that's the website's fault.
Oh, yes, website.
No, it is. I didn't have them on the list. Seriously did not. Then I looked it up. Very
well,
good.
If it wasn't on your list, then it should be incorrect.
That's correct. We know they're there.
Up, Scraby.
7-7. Good job, Tony. All right, 7-7. Tony hits with North Texas. Why did I not have that one? I'm upset.
I was accepted to this school. I almost went to this school. Loyola Marymount University.
You know, that's cheating for you, Scraby, because you have been accepted to almost every school in America.
Doesn't that tell you something about me, that I'm a good student?
Mm-hmm. Not really. All right, 8-7. Tony's up. Schools in Texas.
How about
Division I college basketball team.
How about the University of Texas San Antonio?
UTSA, otherwise known as UTSA. That's right.
UTSA.
Correct. 8-8. All right, you guys are going good. Scraby, California school.
I'm going to go with Fresno State.
Fresno State. Very good. Okay. Tony Gwynn Jr. Still got a few big ones left for you, Tony, before you have to really start stretching.
Houston.
Correct.
Houston.
9-9. Scraby, California school, Division I.
I'm going to go with UCSD.
All right. That's correct. Tritons. 10-9. Scraby. You guys are about halfway through the list. Tony's doing Texas schools. He's doing awfully well, I would say, but he's may dry out before Scraby does here.
Running out of steam. It's my turn?
Yes, sir.
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, yes. What does A&M stand for? Anyone?
Agriculture and mining.
military, I believe. It could be mining.
I don't know. We've done this before.
Oh, we did do that before. You're right. I think it was mining.
I think we both said the same thing.
No, I think it was mining. I think it turned out to be mining. I don't know. We'll look at it.
I think it's because my cousin is a petroleum engineer and he went to Texas A&M.
All right. Go ahead, Scrib. 10-10 game.
Pepperdine.
It originally was agricultural and mechanical.
Yeah.
And today, oh goodness, I don't have time to dig it out.
Isn't that one crazy school?
Pepperdine.
Who'd you say? Pepperdine?
Yep.
Okay, Pepperdine's correct. The Waves. 11-10. Tony, schools, Division I schools in Texas. And I'm going to say you're kind of at it now. You got one school that I consider to be pretty big left. The rest are going to be... You're going to have to really be good.
Rice.
That's the one.
Wow.
That's the one. Rice in the city of Houston, right dead Sarda center.
I've even
Houston.
Heard of Rice.
Yes, I know. All right, Scrape, this is why you should win, because there's still some really big name in California.
Yes.
I can't see you losing this today.
I went past this school during our holiday break. I drove past UC Davis.
God, he's pulling out some crazy ones. That's correct. No strikes yet for either side, but Tony's really, if you can keep going, Tony, I'll be really, I'm already impressed. You're looking for Division I college basketball schools in Texas.
I have one more trick. One.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. Is the University of Incarnate Word in New Texas?
It is, and I've been there. It's in San Antonio. Very good. Incarnate Word.
That's my last trick one.
That's your last trick one. All right. Scraby still has big ones left. This is almost too unfair. Anyway, go ahead.
Too unfair.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you credit, but he's got really difficult ones left at this point.
I mean, this Scraby's is the problem. Is what? Say that again, Chris.
You got big ones.
I'm just trying to think of teams that San Diego State has played. Let's go with Cal State Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's not even one I would have expected you to get. That's correct. 13-12. Cal State Bakersfield is a Division I.
Bakersfield.
Tony Gwynn Jr., I'm going to give you, this is the best I can do for clues for you, Tony. You have five teams left that are in the WAC. You have three left in the Southland Conference.
I got a few.
You got one in the SWAC, and you got one in Conference USA.
All right. UTEP.
UTEP.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that they didn't put on the list.
Yep.
I am really upset. The list I looked at was faulty. You're up to 24, Tony. I mean, total. Because there's two now, UTEP and North Texas, that weren't even on the list I looked up. I'm upset. All right. Still going. Schools in California, 13-13. Scraby. Yeah.
San Jose State.
God, Scraby's doing way too good. Tony, you're battling gamely here. Maybe come up with some more that I don't even have.
Is Lamar?
Lamar, they are.
Lamar Jackson does not have a college, okay?
Lamar University or University of Lamar, whatever it is.
Tony's pulling out these crazy ones.
I got two left.
There's zero chance I would have ever guessed Lamar.
They played the Aztecs this year. They're in Beaumont, Texas, Lamar.
Indeed they did.
Tied at 14. Scraby's doing well, though. He's not showing any weakness here. Scraby, there are still 11 left in the state of California.
What?
You don't have any strikes yet.
What about Cal State Fullerton?
Yep. Easy pickings.
I hate you, Scrab.
15-14.
I'm not even sure this is a school. I'm not even sure this is on there, but it has a city in its name.
All right.
Sam Houston State.
Winner. Oh, yeah. Sam Houston State is in Texas. It's got to be.
I got one left.
He's doing awesome.
You are doing great.
I got one left. That's it.
You still got seven or eight more that are out there. Sam Houston State is located in Huntsville, Texas.
There's a Huntsville, Texas.
Yeah, I wasn't
too?
Even know that. Scraby, 15-15. You still got 10 to choose from, though, Scrab.
I know. I'm kind of.
You're drying up?
I'm a little bit. I'm trying to. I don't know. I know schools. I just don't know if they're Division I. That's my problem.
All right.
So I will do some random one. that I remember. I think maybe the Aztec women played.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Baptist.
Cal Baptist is correct.
They're oh!
Wow!
In Riverside.
I thought that might be division. Was it? Yeah, Cal Lutheran is division
Cal Lutheran
three.
Wouldn't be wow. right, but Cal Baptist is correct. Played up there last year, as a matter of fact.
All right, this
good
is this is my last.
This is it
school.
For you. Yeah. This is your last bullet.
And I'm not sure it is Division One. Stephen F. Austin State.
Hell yeah, Stephen F. Austin. Wow. I'm gonna. It's no state, but Stephen F. Austin is a legit Division One school. They've been in the NCAA state. Tournament many times. Stephen F. Austin.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Really good Division One team. I think they played. It's a Grand Canyon in the tournament a couple years ago. All right, 16-16. No incorrect answers. You guys haven't got a single strike. Scrab, you still got nine left.
Yeah, a couple more just popped in my head. Cal.
Unfair. All right, Tony. I'm giving you everything I got. You got one, two. You got four teams that are in the WAC. I don't know that that helps you. You have one team that's in the SWAC. And you have two in the Southland Conference. The only clue I can give you, the Aztec football team did play one of these teams a couple of years ago in a season opening game that may help you remember them.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is stretching. We're looking for schools in the Division I schools. See, Scraby's still got big name schools left. So this was an idea that I tried. I don't know if it's working as well.
I don't know if I'll feel great about this win, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I know. I'll take it. There's no way you can lose.
Abilene?
Abilene State, I'm giving it to you because you need it. Abilene Christian.
It's Abilene Christian.
ACU.
It's a winner.
Abilene.
It's a winner. He got it. He came up with the Abilene. 17 all. Scraby, no strikes. You still have plenty in reserve, Scraby. I don't want to hear any whining.
Stanford.
You're naming Stanford. He's naming Abilene. Not even. All right.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. There's one of these Stacey Terry Hudson played at, so she would be out there and know the answer to that.
In Texas?
Yeah, but I don't think anyone else would know. There's one that the Aztecs played in football.
The other Corpus ones are, Christi? Is that a D1?
Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Yes, they became Division I this year. He's buzzing you. Scraby, give me one more to clean it up, and we're going to just call it a game.
Which one do I choose?
Yeah, this was unfair today, I must say. I thought maybe you would box this up enough to keep it close, but you just didn't.
He intended every school, so he's
yeah, right. I know. I thought he'd box this up a little bit and it'd be closer.
I did not box anything up.
Yeah, you normally do.
What about, and I hope I can name one out of the next three, University of the Pacific?
Yeah, Pacific.
University of the Pacific.
Yeah, it's UOP. No, it's UOP. UOP.
Of the Pacific?
Yeah, it's close. I gave you Abilene
Christian. Not Pacific University. It's University of the Pacific.
It is UOP.
No, it's University of Pacific.
Well, okay. The others not in California, for those screaming out there, Cal Poly, Northridge, Long Beach State, UC Irvine, UC Riverside, and Sacramento State just got in Division One. The ones in Texas that Tony didn't get, Texas Arlington is where Stacey Terry Hudson played. Okay. Tarleton State, which I barely even heard of. University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. They have Division I team.
That one.
Yeah, Houston Christian. And then we Texas Southern.
That's
otherwise, Tony, you were really good, too. It was a thought. I tried something
definitely,
new.
Definitely. So. I like trying new things.
Tried new things.
I don't
didn't
necessarily know I feel great about the win, but...
Well,
again,
you played the music,
it.
Didn't you?
Yeah, he did. And he was buzzing
Barely.
He was buzzing me and all. Yeah, he was feeling it.
Barely. I'm just going to keep the music away today because it wasn't that great of a win. It's like the Patriots season.
Ah, well, we'll see.
Shout out to
a bunch
of
wins over bad teams.
All right, we got Christmas the Fans coming up next. We get back. I think we're playing it the real way today. We're not doing anything different. So call in 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.